Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pete Mackanin. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Kuzman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Stan Pappy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walkenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Jones moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Parrish moves to second. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to third. Walkenfuss moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Walkenfuss moves to third. Pappy moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walkenfuss scores. Pappy scores. Gibson moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Fernando Arroyo now pitching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters is walked intentionally. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Gibson scores. Whitaker scores. Peters goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Tigers. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish strikes out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Rick Leach pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing first base. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is called out on strikes. 1 out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Mackinnon reaches second base with a double. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach fields the ball and throws to Petrie covering. Safe. Mackinnon moves to third. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mackinnon strikes out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pappy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell, who is chasing the ball. Pappy reaches third base with a triple. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Happy scores. It's 9-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-0, Tigers. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilfong. Whitaker moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing shortstop. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to third. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy juggles the ball. That's an error on Pappy. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Goodwin moves to second. Chuck Baker pinch hits for John Castano. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. Goodwin scores. Weiniger moves to second. It's 10-2, Tigers. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mackinnon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Baker now playing shortstop. Pete Mackinnon now playing third base. Don Cooper now pitching. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens strikes out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. Jones moves to third. Two outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Pappy hits a line drive to center field. Hatcher throws towards Wilfong. Wilfong fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilfong. Jones scores. Leach goes all the way around to score. Pappy moves to second. It's 12-2, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pappy moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Rezima now pitching. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Fahey now catching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-3 in the game. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Razima fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.